Good afternoon. This is Dan O'Brien with your top third ag marketing closing grain comments for Monday, October 7th. Not a whole lot of change from the overnight settlements here on a quiet day as the markets anticipate more news on Thursday this week regarding trade talks between the U.S. and China, where the Chinese delegation has announced they were taking several topics off the table there as far as government subsidies and industrial policy reform, probably trying to try and take advantage of perceived weakness in the administration due to the impeachment circus. And also we're awaiting Thursday's updated WASDE reports, where we're looking for slight reductions in both the yield and acreage. We'll see how that quarterly stocks adjustment plays out into this report. So we've got December corn finishing up 2.25 cents at 387. Export inspections today were pretty weak, 467,000 versus guesses of between 500 and 700,000. And crop progress, we're expected to have harvest about 17% completed versus 27% on average. Funds as of Friday's report were shown to be still short about 130,000 contracts of corn. In the wheat, we've got December Chicago down a penny and a quarter, 489 and a quarter. Kansas City Dece down 1.75 cents at 402 and a quarter. Pretty narrow ranges there, about 6-7 cents, and the markets drifted to the lower end of those ranges. Kansas City just can't seem to break near or above that 50-day moving average, coming in at about 410.5, and the last couple weeks has been holding just above that $4 level. Export inspections, lower end of the range, 385,000 versus guesses of between 400 and 600,000. And we've got the funds short about 16,000 contracts in Chicago, about 33,000 in Kansas City. Minneapolis spring wheat finishing today up 2.5 cents at 538.5. In the beans, we had November finish down a penny, 915 and a quarter. Pretty tight range there as well, 911.5 to 19.5. Funds short about 10,000 contracts in beans, so not really anything to speak of there. And export inspections came out decent, 1.039 million metric tons versus estimates of between 900,000 and 1.4. We're expecting harvest to be about 13% complete this afternoon. That's versus a 34% on average. USDA did announce two sales this morning, 198,000 to China and 240,000 to unknown. If you assume that's China, the total recent purchases by China, somewhere right around 4 million metric tons. So again, a quiet day as we await further news developments later in the week. If you have any questions, if you'd like to give us a call here at Top Third, you can reach us at 877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE. Have a good night.